The general manager of the Victoria Co-op Fisheries in Cape Breton says lobster fishermen struggled with the weather this past season. Osborne Burke says the fishermen based out of Victoria County for Lobster Fishing Area 27 faced many storms, resulting in a significant reduction of landings compared to last year.
Last year was the highest landings we ever had, and this year they were at least 35% or more reduction in catch. Primarily, weather played a major factor. You know, every week seemed 2 or 3 days they weren't getting out fishing. And then the catches just weren't there.
Burke says the storms damaged a lot of equipment.
Some of them lost a significant amount of gear, lobster traps as well. And every time you have a storm, the next day is not going to be, they're spending the next day trying to straighten out their gear and untangle it. Just when you think you got it figured out in this fishery, Mother Nature will throw a left hook to us.
Meanwhile, the end of the season for fishing lobster leads into the snow crab fishery, and Burke says it's not off to a good start either.
The quality is not the greatest on the Gulf side. Some of the areas have a lot of older dark crab, which generally goes into what we call a K-pack or a number two pack, and reduced revenue on those versus a clean crab, which when you're shipping to somewhere like Asia, the Asians, they eat with their eyes. So you can have a 2-pound crab that's dark and brown and full of meat, but visually it's not appetizing to some of the customers. And so that becomes a challenge. Some areas, the crab quality is really good. Some areas it's sporadic, and some it's just downright not the greatest at this time.
Burke also says mackerel, the preferred bait, was expensive.
You know, different types of mackerel. Mackerel from Spain was a $2.50 price or better. We had some bullet mackerel brought in by one of our bait suppliers that was probably $1 a pound less. So we're trying to do what we could with what we had. But on average, bait was fairly expensive, and the average price wouldn't be below $2 a pound. So it was probably somewhere between $2 and $2.50 to the fishermen, which is pretty expensive.
Burke says the water temperature was cooler than last year for the lobster fishery, which is a problem because lobsters are less active, resulting in a fewer of them being trapped. However, Burke says prices were better this year, averaging $8.50 a pound, finishing at $10, compared to last year's average of $7.50 a pound. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.